Hey, we got Pete Sorrell back with us here for two reasons today. Pete from Fred's East Branch Outfitters in Kenton. Are you there right now, Pete?
I'm here right now because we got the big predator hunt going this weekend, and everybody is out and about trying to get the biggest dog.
So it's already started there?
Yeah, it started last night at 7.
And it goes till when? Sunday?
It goes till Sunday, yes. And if anybody's in the general area Sunday, come in and look at the board. It's pretty impressive. They typically get, 25, 30 animals, and it's fun to see all the hides.
So where is the check-in actually in Kenton?
The check-in is right at Poppy's, right at the bar in beautiful downtown Kenton.
The metropolis of Kenton. It's so hard to find Poppy's,
yeah.
Right?
yeah, you can't miss it.
All right, well, what time is that happening on Sunday?
I believe it's at 1 o'clock.
There you go.
And there's a lot of activity here, and last night they gave some guns and stuff away for all the participants, and they had free food and stuff, so it was a good start to hopefully a successful weekend.
All right, before we move to the Big Bay Ice Fishing Derby, which you're headed to this weekend, you're going to be in with your kids and your buddies, right?
Absolutely, yep. We're headed out there this evening.
Well, let's talk about the fishing first in the western UP. I'm assuming Lake Gogebic is still the hot topic.
It still is, Adam. It's really incredible. I can't say enough about it. The perch is starting to pick up more. I notice more and more people coming out with the portables, and they're moving around Porcupine Point and into Bingham Bay areas. The 22 to 25-foot areas have been really producing some nice catches.
Have you heard about any just monster teeter pigs?
We haven't heard of any 15-inchers yet,
wow.
But that usually happens this time of year.
What about the walleye? Quick, if you could tell us about the walleye.
Walleye have slowed a little bit with that snow we got. We've got about 10, 12 inches of new snow, which the snowmobilers like, but conditions are a little slushy right now with the warm-up, but they're still getting some quality fish.
Are they catching walleyes deeper now?
Yes. Yep. The bay has slowed down, the Berglund Bay, and people are moving out to the 10, 15-foot range.
Looking for weed beds still?
Yeah, weed beds, and, you're looking for the flats.
Okay.
Where, typically there's a lot of feed and a little bit of weeds left where the bait fish are and the wigglers are there.
I was going to say, it's a wiggler bite?
Yep, it's a wiggler bite. A lot of times you clean these walleyes, will be full of wigglers, along with, of course, some of the smaller bait fish.
Well, Pete's going to be headed to Big Bay in Marquette County for the Lake Independence Big Bay Ice Fishing Derby. We're going to find out possibly what his strategy is headed into this weekend. So stay tuned, and we'll continue with Pete Sorrell later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.